Welcome, welcome to Crypto Chat with Chapo, the edgiest podcast in the crypto realm. I'm your host, the crypto connoisseur, Chapo, ready to deep dive into the fascinating world of cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and all things crypto related. But hold on tight, my friends, because this is not your average finance show. We're not here to give you boring investment advice or financial jargon. Oh no, we're here to rock your world with discussions, mind-bending insights, and jaw-dropping stories from the cryptoverse. Now, before we kick things off, let's make one thing crystal clear. This podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes. None of the content you hear is financial advice. I repeat, not financial advice. I'm just a crypto enthusiast sharing my thoughts, experience, and yes, even my occasional moonshot predictions. So buckle up, strap in, and get ready for a wild ride through the ever-evolving world of crypto. We'll explore the latest trends, uncover hidden gems, and maybe even decode the secret messages hidden in the blockchain. Remember, my fellow crypto aficionados, always do your own research. The crypto space is like a wild west. You need to be your own sheriff. Seek knowledge, stay curious, and let's navigate this digital frontier together. So grab your headphones, crank up the volume, and get ready to be immersed in the world of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Prepare to laugh, learn, and maybe even have your mind blown. Let's get this party started.
It's good, everybody. Welcome to the pod. This is Crypto Chat with Chapo, episode number 398, as we creep up on our 400th episode. Crazy, crazy to believe. I know that the shows aren't daily, and in the last few weeks, a lot of things have been going on in the crypto space and also in my personal life. But we are taking center stage today to talk about what I think is going to take a lot of attention over the next few months. But before we dive into that, let's take a look at what is going on price-wise in the crypto market. Bitcoin trading at $62,346. You know, if you've been following the show, we've come a long way from the FTX scandal, and we bottomed out at about 15K. We've been slowly battling back, and we reclaimed an all-time high, and then we've retraced since the halving. And this isn't necessarily any different than this happened before. As we move into the halving, usually there's a little bit of a boost in the halving price wise as you can see, we're in the 60,000s. Then there's a little maybe retrace and some sideway consolidation period before we head back up to all-time highs. Now, is that how it's going to play out now? And it's a wonderful question. I'm going to touch base a little bit why we really don't know what's going to happen after I go through some of the prices, because it is interesting to look at the prices as Bitcoin really is capturing most of the attention. There is still some movement from other tokens, but all eyes are really on what Bitcoin's going to do. Ethereum's at 3,169, which is down about 1% in the last 7 days. Bitcoin is down about almost 6% in the last 7 days. And it's been a pretty steady-ish decline since that pre-halving peak. BNB looking strong at $586. Solana at the number five spot. That thing ran up to 200 and has retraced quite a bit to 134. I did not chase that Solana pump, which a lot of people made a ton of money in the Solana ecosystem with some airdrops and then also trading some meme coins. I've felt pretty strongly since September that I was just going to hold and maybe pick up a few positions if something came along that really piqued my interest. I'm feeling really comfortable with the holds that I have. So I haven't really chased anything. XRP at 50 cents. Doge is down 11% the last 7 days, trading at 14 cents. I still think Doge will have a lot of room to run as we move closer to really the full bull run, I think Elon's going to pump it. He's already mentioned it a few times, but you know, most of the people that really fuel the big, big run in the crypto space haven't really arrived. Retail, or the normies, if you will, you have a pretty large group of individuals that have been tracking cryptocurrencies for years now. Myself, going on 3.5 years, studying every day. And I'm at the point right now where I'm just watching and holding my high conviction holds, which of course my number one is Crux or Crux de Cusita, or also X. My understanding of this project is that it is very close to launching testnet alongside with full mainnet. Today, Demos, which is part of a protocol that Crux is going to be using, may be going live today. My sources say they're going to have a tweet today that's going to say something. I don't know what the tweet is going to say. I'm very anxious to find out what it has to say. And RST is another one that I hold, our Rainy Studios token, that I'm super bullish on. Remember, this is not financial advice. This is me talking through all the stuff in my coconut. The Telegram coin is at 526, down 13%, $5.26, not 526. Cardano at 45 cents. Avalanche at $33. Tron, 11 cents. If you're looking across the 7-day charts, everything is down. For example, ICP is down 15%, Manic down 5%. This is on the 7-day time frame. Uniswap down 6%. Aptos at $8, which is down 13%. Stax at $238, down almost 20%. The trend has been down. And wow, this is crazy. XT Exchange, sorry, this just caught me off guard. XT Exchange is trading at $3.04. That came out of nowhere. Wow. That I'm really thrown back, because this XT Exchange is actually vaguely connected to Crux, as it was the first exchange to list it. I was not aware that thing rocketed like that. I'm going to open up a new tab and look at this. Sorry, as I walk through this, I just did not expect this. Let's see. Let's go over the 3 months. Look at this chart. Okay. It actually started to trend pretty hard the end of February. I wasn't watching it that closely. I do have an account there, but I didn't buy any of these tokens. Regret. But that's okay. Well, that's really interesting. Render down almost 20% as well. Arbitrum back to that dollar mark, down 13. Everything has retraced, almost everything. Now, let's dig in and talk about what I think is going to be stealing all the limelight here. And that is the privacy narrative. And I've been talking about this for a while. Crux is a privacy token. It's an interesting scenario setting up in the crypto market. If you do your research and you study the early days of Bitcoin, and even prior to Bitcoin with cypherpunks, you're going to find that they outlined in a manifesto, the cypherpunk manifesto, that privacy was essential. And I think that is starting to take center stage as you see the SEC and the U.S. government tacking protocol after protocol. They just arrested the developers of Samurai Wallet. Tomorrow is the sentencing of CZ from Binance for money laundering or failure to keep up with the current laws. The SEC is threatening MetaMask as well. There are all kinds of targets out there, and this privacy narrative is going to build, because there is going to be great resistance from many people in the crypto space, the big brains in the crypto space, advocating for privacy. Now, that's not secrecy. Privacy is simply revealing information to the people you want to reveal the information. This is not, illegal. I'm not advocating illegal activities. Quite the opposite. I'm just simply saying that from a standpoint of privacy, I ought to be able to protect my, my financial interest from prying eyes. Now, that's, once again, I'm not talking about any kind of illegal activities. I do think privacy, free speech, they're intertwined. And I really believe that with the current events happening, in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas and the Palestinian people, I really believe that privacy is going to be an epic narrative in the next few months. Why exactly? One, governments attacking or going after anybody that's has any kind of privacy protocol, you know, the Samurai wallet, Tornado Cash, things of that nature. However, the question is, what happens when there is a privacy protocol that has no one to go after, has no central authority, is trustless, is censorship resistant? And, and is decentralized. What happens then? What will governments do? What will corporations do? And that is the really big question. And I think that there are some strong, powerful players in the crypto world. I don't want to say I think, I know, that are making sure that privacy is going to be a fundamental right for people that trade cryptocurrencies. How will that shake out? I don't know. If I was telling my past self, and I've already done this, but if I was going back and talking to myself a year ago at this time, and a year ago at this time, meme coins really started to bubble up. And we went through a summer of all kinds of meme tokens, the Bitcoin, the fake Bitcoin, Harry Potter coin. We had racing tokens, all kinds of crappy tokens that were just making stupid money. Then that also switched to other ecosystems like Solana. And I would say, this is what my point was, I would go back and tell myself to position myself in a few privacy-centric coins, even though major exchanges are delisting them. And, you know, they're going to have to comply with laws. However, I don't think that it's going to be stopped. I think a lot of people feel like they ought to be able to have private transactions, just as if I was going to go to a garage sale and buy something from a neighboring cache. Does the government need to know that I spent $75 on baseball cards, stamps, and, I don't know, a few art prints? No, it doesn't. I shouldn't have to communicate that. Am I going to pay my taxes? Absolutely. Am I doing anything illegal? No. Just because I want privacy doesn't make me or anyone a criminal. I actually think it's a fundamental right, but I guess we shall see. That was a quick update on what I think is going to be taking center stage in the cryptoverse. I would be looking at privacy tokens, and also I'm not really hopping in and out of trades right now. Research, 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 high conviction holds, and just wait to see what's going to happen. Until next time, this has been Chapo. As always, be in the present moment, be in the here and now, do something nice for somebody and learn something new. Today is a good day to start learning. Check out some of those privacy projects. Hint, hint, crux de crucita. Until next time, this is Chapo.
And that concludes another electrifying episode of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Thank you all for tuning in and joining me on this wild journey through the crypto cosmos. Remember, none of the content we discussed here is financial advice, so always conduct your own due diligence. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to stay connected with crypto community, be sure to hit that subscribe button and follow me on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow me on Twitter at EL_Chapo_GB. Together, we'll continue to unravel the mysteries of blockchain, uncover new opportunities, and share our excitement for all things crypto. As always, keep those wallets secure, those private keys safe, and may your crypto portfolio thrive in the ever-changing market. Until next time, this is Chapo signing off. Stay edgy, stay informed, and stay crypto. Cheers.